Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Last night, I got into bed and I thought, well, I'll just catch up on my 700 pubs. I hadn't watched them in a long time. And here was a woman that owned a dance studio. I was just watching it on television, you know. And someone gave her this. Ten-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. You know Goodwill is one of our partners. Andrew just said someone. She said, these two people are crazy. $52,000 in debt. But she said something like, you know, what do I have to lose? And so anyway, you may need to get this for yourself, praise God. I said, what? She said, why, these two people are crazy. Your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. 10 days. But it worked. $52,000 in a dance studio. And she just went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, what? Anyway, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for partners. Oh, sir, yes, that's reason that years ago you said, I'll give you 1,000,000 partners. You'll be the biggest Holy Ghost gang on the earth. And it's time. It's time. Thank you, Jesus. Now, remember now, worry is a sin. Why? Because it's fear-based. How many times in the Bible, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Jesus was going to minister to Jairus' daughter. And the death messenger came along and said, your daughter's dead. Don't trouble the master any more. You know what he said? Fear not, she will be made whole.
Amen.
This is a dead 12-year-old girl. Yes. He said, don't. What's he saying to Jairus? You get over into fear and there's not anything I can do for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to stay in faith. You remember what Jairus said? He's leader of the synagogue. They had just come across in Mark 5 by delivering the madman of Gadara. Came across and then came ashore. And Jairus was right there and fell to his feet. He said, sir. Well, this is important. Let's go to Mark 5. Okay. And behold, there's 22nd verse. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Oh, he fell at his feet.
Amen.
Now, think about this. He fell at his feet. It's probably muddy. They just rode ashore from across the lake. But he didn't care. He just fell at his feet.
Yes.
Better put this in your mind. He wasn't looking up at him. He just fell at his feet. Oh, praise God. The Thy daughter is dead. My trouble is the master and father. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe, and he suffered no man. Only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John. Peter's the bold one. James and John, John the brother of James, the apostles of love, Mr. Zebedee's boys. He wondered what it meant. I mean, all the rest of them, Thomas and all of them, and Philip was all of them. He said, no. Only these three, you go in and help me. Why? You don't want a crowd in there. You want someone who will hold to spiritual things. And you remember on the cross, he looked down at John and said, behold your mother. Woman, behold your son. Hanging there, he turned the care of his own mother over to him. Whew. Anyway, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. No, I'm not through with that yet. Go back over there to Mark 5. And they that fed the swine, fed the clothes, told it in the city and in the country. When they went out to see when Jesus came to him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his own right mind, and they were afraid.
Yes.
Well, where'd they get the clothes? Let's break that down about what the scripture says. Jesus had and wore a seamless garment. Somebody had to weave that. Much care, a seamless garment. And I'm just working this and meditating in it. And I meditated this. I went a long time, didn't pay attention to it. And the Lord said, look at that. They had to get the clothes someplace. I said, sir. He said, I knew what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm going to call him to preach. And besides that, he looks awfully skin and bones. I mean, he's going to want to go with me, but I don't want him to. Because he said, I'm going to send him home looking good. Check it out. He preached the Decapolis, the 10 cities. And the very next time in the same situation, they flocked to Jesus because they heard this man preach that had been totally demon-possessed. So think about that. Whomever weaved that garment for him. And you have a tendency to think in black and white. Many colors. That's the reason Jesus looked good all the time. I've heard people say he was obviously poor. Poor men don't need a treasure.
No, he doesn't.
So here is this seamless garment. And he's preparing for it. So from Scripture, I have reason to meditate this and believe this. So he told them, Judas, you take the money. You're holding the bag now. You take the money and you go to the place where we get all of our clothes. Because he said, the workman's worthy of his hire. So, you're working for me now. Well, they didn't wear the same clothes for 3.5 years. And so, they had, it must have been beautiful. I mean, this man's going home with 3 or 4 or 5 of the best looking suits he ever had in his life. And he's thinking, I love that man. Look at me. And you think he goes home and Mrs. Legion says, baby, where have you been? Where did you get those beautiful clothes? And he'll say, well, let me tell you the story. And he said, a man named Jesus came by. And he called me to preach. Look at me. Have you ever seen such beautiful clothes in all your life? And I want to show you something. They're seamless. Glory to God. That's what happens when you meditate the Word. You meditate this and you spend time. But you have to stay inside of Scripture. But it says he had a seamless garment. So, and the Roman soldiers, man, they wanted that.
Yeah.
I mean, they gambled to get it. It was so good looking. It was so beautiful.
Amen.
Whew. Ah. Cornelius said, this must be the man of God. He was the centurion. Anyway, back to the business. I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you, I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with you, that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against the same, which think of us, see, think, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. That word mighty right there is dunamis, power. And those of you that don't know in the radio and television audience, we get our word dynamite from dunamis. Anyway. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations, the cross-reference says reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, or what your knowledge of God is, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience of thought, when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he in Christ, even so we are in Christ. Thoughts. We're back to thoughts again. Casting down every imagination. and bringing into captivity every thought. Now, that time years and years ago, we got $6 million behind on our TV bill. And we're going to have a board meeting. And I'm thinking, I don't want to go in there at that board meeting. It's the night before. Tell them we're $6 million. So George had made all this up, and I went up here. Best year we've ever had. TV, $6 million in the red. Best year we've ever had. But I literally said this. I was very serious about it. I said, Lord, now listen. We've had the best year we've ever had, and I didn't know it. I said that to him. I wasn't paying enough attention all the way around. And I said to the Lord, oh, Lord. He said, you notice the TV bill of $6 million? I said, yes. He said, that's the only one you tried to manage. And you did not cast your care over on me for that. Gore had already gone to bed. So she came down to the study, and I showed it to her. So she and I caught hands and went to First Beautify.
Yes.
I said, Lord, I repent before you. That's a sin. And I cast the whole of my care of that over on you. I went to here. I will not touch that in my thought life anymore. Now, I'm talking to you. It may be something grievous in your life, a bad hurt. He bore our griefs as well as our sorrows. Financial disaster. Roll the care. Get rid of it. Now, it took a while. I had that thought, and I said, no, I don't touch you. You're in jail. I've put you in jail. No, you don't. And after a while, about 2 weeks, I'd think of it. And then I thought, glory to God, it's paid. I said that by faith. Because of cast, when you bring faith and praise into it, it'll kill it. I started praising God. Oh, glory to God, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I did not know that what the staff was praying about it. And they were standing and believing God. Right down the same lines. Why didn't I know that? I didn't ask. But it was gone. And I have learned since then not to let anything get in there. And as I told the class earlier, I have a considerable amount of pain in my body. But you cast the care of that over on the Lord and get the pain off your mind. Amen. Now, when I came in here, it was quite painful. Yeah. I can feel it now, but it's very dull.
Oh, praise God. Thank you.
What did that? His anointing.
His anointing. Thank you.
But you cast the care.
Thank you,
Father. And it does not based on how you feel, it's based on what you believe. By faith. And I've done this over and over and over. I did it again and again, and praise God. I consider not the pain. I consider Him. who is the author and the developer of my faith.
Yes.
I consider Him is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just get that away from there. Yes. Just get that away from there. Now, when this thing happened the first time, it was ruptured disc, as you know, and terrible pain going down my left leg. And I was hurting. When it happened in my shower, it knocked me to the ground. Screamed with pain. It was so bad. Drugged myself out of that shower. Anyway, now remember, you can't fight thoughts with thoughts.
No, you can't.
So I took two heating pads and put them around this left leg and went out in the backyard and screamed at the top. Yeah, no, I didn't scream. I praised as loud as I possibly could. Thank God my other leg doesn't hurt. Thank God my hands don't hurt.
That's right.
Praise God. I just want to praise you. It's only one leg. I got another one. And my hands don't hurt. And I'd struck down and boom, that pain had been, and just hollered loud as I could, praise the Almighty God who is more than enough. Well, when it came back, nowhere near with that kind of intensity. Of course, that happened in 2004. And I am a tad older than I was. Just a bit. But it's the book. It is the book.
It is the book.
Now, in this last 2 minutes, God is able to make grace to abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work, as it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything, in all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but is abundant also that many thanksgivings unto God while you experiment, the experiment of the administration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the good news of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, in the exceeding grace in you, thanks be to God for this unspeakable gift. Yes. Now, yes. Don't ever take pieces of Scripture.
Oh, no.
Now, he changed the subject. Now, I, Paul, he's through with that. Mm-hmm. It's a letter. Now, I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. People have, well, there have been certain denominations and so forth, and I'm not criticizing them. They did what they thought was right. And we've only got 15 seconds. I'll be back in just a moment.
When the world around you is saying, times are hard, jobs are scarce, costs are rising, whose voice will you listen to?
Beloved, God desires that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
God desires that you flourish in every way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have created your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough lifeline kit to show you how God's system of abundance will lift you above every challenge. True prosperity isn't just about money. It's about living in God's overflow in every area of life. Use the book and devotional questions to build your faith and apply God's truth. Download the included resources and amplify qualify your devotional time with worship music, video messages, and scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. Order your Financial Breakthrough Lifeline kit today and begin your 10-day journey stepping into the abundance God has already prepared for you. Request your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough and begin your journey toward debt removal and financial freedom. Request this free offer at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Immerse yourself in God's Word and renew your mind to what God says about your abundance and prosperity. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast and the things that the covenant books have to say about life. Remember to download the free notes.
Yeah.
And all the scripture and teaching points outlined from each broadcast, just go to kcm.org and download the free notes today. And that's one of the finest things. Well, pastors teach off of it. Learn. Put it in your school, your Bible college.
Amen.
And be sure to join us tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah!
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org.uk to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.